Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's David Deal. And David, the Giants are going for their third straight win.
This is a huge week for the New York Giants because this is a week where they have to face and bring stronger energy than they did last week against the Buffalo Bills, because you knew it was going to be a tough battle. You knew that they were going on the road against a very good defense, one of the top five in the league. But then all of a sudden, when you're hearing about the struggles about the 49ers, you hope that you never let up that little bit, because you understand that this is a wounded team coming in that is desperate for a win. And they're looking to get that same type of feel that they had last year, where they were able to come away and steal one from the New York Giants.
Sure, trying to avoid a four-game losing streak. It's time for our Geico recap. Remember, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. And we go to tight end Daniel Fells, who's now on injured reserve, David, between the foot and the infection. The Giants have now lost their best blocking tight end,
which has been huge for the Giants' offense. They need that blocking tight end at the edge so that their offense is not predictable and that they're running everything in and out inside. And they've got to be able to set the edge to get the outside game running. So having Fells go down is a big loss for the Giants' offense.
Let's get a look at the Giants' injury list going into practice today. Got a couple of corners on there. That's a concern, and so is Devon Kennard.
I would say Kennard's the biggest one. You heard going into this game that Vernon Davis is going to be coming back, who is the most athletic tight end that the Giants are going to see this year. The Giants, throughout the preseason and the regular season, have struggled up against tight ends. You see Kennard coming up with the big interception against Clay there. But this is going to be huge this week, is shutting down the shallow crossing routes that are going to allow Colin Kaepernick to dump the ball off in short intermediate routes.
And you saw Robert Ayers still on that list as well. But you know what? The Giants defense came up big in Buffalo anyway without some of their injured players. They had six different guys make plays in a goal line stand, David, that was so key to the victory.
It was huge to have the late stuff in the game to seal the gap control on the inside, the outside, the discipline edges by the defensive ends. Never let history repeat itself. The first two games they folded in the fourth quarter. This time they came up with stops, created a fumble, and they are finding ways to finish football games. And that is a sign of a team learning from the past, but more importantly, having confidence in themselves and the system that Steve Spagnuolo is putting out there.
We're getting a look here at the turnover situation as well. Prince Amukamara with a very nice steal of a ball there. But you know what? Overall, the rushing defense has really been the key to the Giants' defensive efforts so far this season. Number one in the NFL, only giving up 70 yards a game.
They really did. They were strong inside, disciplined at the edges. And that is going to be huge this week with Colin Kaepernick coming in. With all of the struggles that the San Francisco 49ers have had, what's the best way to get him going? It's to let Colin Kaepernick run. Run his zone read, run his different option routes, and let him use his legs to set up the pass. So for this week, it is going to be crucial for the interior defensive line to make sure they're stout, the outside edges to make sure that they have that discipline and don't let anything outside.
I'm going to give you a great number, David. The longest run by a running back against the Giants this year, 15 yards by Joseph Randle.
I know. It's a phenomenal the way that they've been able to be stout in the front and really eliminate the run game of other football teams.
Let's go to our Twitter question of the week, and it comes from James Tipper 3. Says, what's the next step for this Giants defense? Well, I think I know what it is. They only have 5 sacks so far.
You know, it's 5 sacks is one thing, but continue to be aggressive on the defensive side of the ball and continue to create more turnovers. I think when this defense continues to settle down and become more comfortable in the system like they are, Steve Spagnuolo is going to be able to ratchet up the blitz a lot more and do it from more than just one side of the football field. So when you see this defense continue to grow as a unit sticking together, you're going to see Steve Spagnuolo have the utmost confidence in him that he'll be able to send the house more consistently.
David, let's flip it to offense for a second, because, you know, a lot of times they'll say it's not how many plays you make, but when you make them. And Rashad Jennings, with that 51-yard catch and run for a touchdown, was as big as any play in the game.
Paul, you couldn't have said it any better. When things are going down and momentum needs to be swing, your best football players have got to step up and take charge. And Rashad Jennings did it in this game. Not only did it give you a touchdown, but look at the life that it gave the sidelines and the rest of the football team, running over people, sealing the football game with the Giants having the football in their hand.
And, of course, let's give props to that offensive line. Got to do it, David.
They did. They've done an unbelievable job. Obviously, Eli Manning has been getting rid of the ball quickly, but out of 150 dropback passes, Eli has only been pressured 35 of them. That's 23%. When you give a quarterback like Eli Manning that much time, he is going to be able to play the best he could possibly play.
Yeah, and the only sack the Giants gave up was on a safety blitz. But when we come back, we'll get a look at their opponents for this weekend, the San Francisco 49ers. So stick around. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. The Giants are taking on the 49ers Sunday, and Jim Tomsula is their first-year coach. What kind of character are you seeing so far from this team?
Well, obviously, you see a team that's coming out and fighting, but you're seeing an inconsistent team. There's been so much turnover in this roster, bringing in new players, putting them in different positions, that they have themselves have the self-inflicted wounds, whether it's penalties, whether it's all the turnovers that they've had on the offensive side of the ball. They have not been able to find that rhythm that we've seen out of the veteran presence that they've had in the past for San Francisco.
I'll give you a number over the last two games, although they've lost three straight. 22 offensive possessions, three drives of 30-plus yards. Everything else has been short-circuited.
They've really struggled, and especially on the right side of the offensive line. Jordan Davies is the right guard. They're talking about maybe there may be some shuffling of the offensive line, maybe moving Aaron Boone back from left guard to right guard, but they feel like him and Staley on the left side has been such a powerful combination. But like I said earlier, I feel like this is a game that they're going to have to let Colin Kaepernick use his legs to open up things in the passing game.
You know, you mentioned Kaepernick, David, and it's really important to note that he's been hit 24 times this year. It's not just the 14 sacks, but he's getting pounded.
He really is, and they took a more conservative approach when they played last week against the Green Bay Packers because he had the four interceptions in Arizona. But what did that lead to? He got sacked six times last week, and he struggled against the blitz package that the Green Bay Packers brought. So going into this week, this is a big week for the New York Giants because if they can apply that pressure on Colin Kaepernick and force him to throw the balls that he does not want to throw, the ill-advised ones across the middle of the field, That's where the Giants are going to be able to create the turnovers they need.
Now, when he hands the ball off, Carlos Hyde is obviously all of their running game. He just gets it done. But against Minnesota with 168 yards, that's one thing. The rest of the games, he's only had 114 yards combined for a 3.2 average.
He had 20 yards and 8 carries last week against Green Bay, and they had to abandon the run early because of the way that the Green Bay Packers were flowing. And the Green Bay Packers dominated the time of possession, 37 minutes to 23. So if the defense can put them in an unfavorable position where they're in third and longs and shut down a run game, they don't have that top-tier weapon that they used to have in the past to stretch the field and open up everything for their offense.
Well, you heard Coach Coughlin talk about Vernon Davis maybe coming back this week. Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith obviously have been the big targets, though, so far. Amazing part is 6 catches apiece against Pittsburgh kind of skews those numbers.
It really does. And, you know what you're going to get out of Anquan Boldin. Big, strong body who's going to fight for possession. But Torrey Smith is complaining that he's not getting enough touches. But if you go back to the Green Bay game last week, he did not win his one-on-one matchups. He did not win his man-on-man ones. So he can complain all he wants, but if you don't win those, you're not going to stretch the football field. You know he's that straight-line player.
Real quick, though, with the Giants maybe down 2 corners, how hard a matchup is that?
It's going to be a tough matchup for the Giants because anytime you have corners hurt, then it's going to have to adjust your defense, whether you're going to bracket protections and zone coverages to one side, whether you're going to be more aggressive with man. It's going to have to change things, but you're hoping that the Giants' secondary and corners are healthy for this one so that they can still provide that man-to-man press right at the line of scrimmage.
The Giants should be able to get some offensive business done against the 49ers D. They have struggled in both rush defense and pass coverage.
They really have. Obviously, you have Navarro Bowman coming up, who is the veteran leader of that group, and Ahmad Brooks and Lynch on the outside have been disruptive, but they have given up points this season at 27 points a clip. They've been giving up yards on the ground, especially big plays. They've had 17 plays of 20-plus yards. That's a sign of an undisciplined defense that hasn't been playing inside their fundamentals. So if you can get them in unfavorable positions, if you can march down the field like Eli Manning has and stay in those third and manageable positions, they're not going to be able to be as aggressive as they want to because of the lack of talent they have on the defensive side of the ball.
Should be a fun night, David. And remember, at halftime on Sunday Night Football, Jack Loomis, John Johnson, Chris Snee, and O.C. Umenyiora, the latest class for the Giants Ring of Honor. So stay in your seats for that ceremony. It ought to be fun. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.